The National Park Service is designating the Buffalo National River as an International Dark Sky Park, the 26th national park to receive this designation, the first in Arkansas. Cassandra Johansson, a park interpreter at Buffalo Point, says visitors can experience some of the darkest skies in the state.
So it's quite beautiful down at the river. First of all, if you're close enough to be to the river, you know, like on a gravel bar, you've got the, you know, the background noise of the river, which is beautiful, and of course frogs and the nighttime wildlife. But the really spectacular thing is if you look up, you have a very good chance of seeing the Milky Way, which is pretty spectacular because I realize a lot of folks nowadays don't get to see that from their own backyards. You definitely need a very dark night sky to see that. In addition to the Milky Way, on any given night, on a clear night anyway, you can see about 2,000 stars roughly. So that's quite spectacular too. And normally the Big Dipper really pops out at folks. And depending on what season we're in, if we're in the winter, Orion is very evident and very bright. If we're in the summertime, a lot of times you can see Cygnus and the Swan, which looks like it's kind of flying through the Milky Way or down the Milky Way. So that's kind of a spectacular sight as well.
The dark sky designation was made by the nonprofit International Dark Sky Association, which works with governments, communities, and city planners to reduce light pollution. To that end, Buffalo National River Park staff and volunteers in 2016 conducted an audit about replacing all polluting light fixtures in the park.
The new fixtures that we've been putting in, they point the light directly downward, which is really important. We're really trying hard to put the right amount of light where we need it, when we need it. We've also put a number of our lights on motion sensors, specifically on the interior of restroom facilities. And so that helps in terms of saving energy and, reducing the amount of light that filters out through windows in the evening. And we also have dimmed down our lights as far as wattage goes. We've installed a lot of LED amber-colored bulbs in the fixtures. Amber light is it's a very, it's a warm light. And so it's not the bright white or the blue light that oftentimes attracts insects and also can be pretty detrimental to a person's night vision. And so, again, we've really kind of warmed the lights, which has helped in terms of light pollution.
The park collaborated with the Arkansas Natural Sky Association, as well as astronomical societies from across the state, to achieve the dark sky status, promoted with a new slogan, "Come for the river, stay for the stars." On June 29th, the park will host a star party at Tyler Benn Pavilion from 8:30 to 10:30 p.m., featuring an educational astronomy program and an opportunity for all visitors to observe the night sky through binoculars and telescopes. Park staff will also host weekly night sky programs this summer at Buffalo Point. The public can call Buffalo Point Ranger Station at 870-449-4311, or you can go online to nps.gov/buff for more information.